This is Stephanie Roth, and it's time for Bud. But can you open your eyes wide? Now, can you close your eyes tight? Open, close. Open, close. That's a blink. Now, can you close one eye and keep the other eye open? That's a wink. Wink, blink. Wink, blink. Wink, blink. Now, close your eyes, and I will tell you a story. Gizmo the otter loved collecting things. He had a collection of rocks and a collection of shells. He even had a bright red sneaker. He didn't have another sneaker, so it wasn't a collection yet. But he hoped he would find another one someday. On Gizmo's first day of ocean school, he wanted to take his favorite rock with him. It was smooth, and it had a yellow swirl right in the center that he liked to trace with his paw because it made him feel calm. And it was also the perfect size to fit in his otter pouch. But Gizmo couldn't find his favorite rock. Gizmo heard his mom call, "It's time to go to school, Gizmo!" Gizmo couldn't go to school without his favorite rock, so he zoomed under the water to hide. When Gizmo came up for air, he heard, "Gizmo, you're going to be late!" Gizmo slid under the water again. This time, when Gizmo came up, his mama was waiting. "Gizmo, we need to go." "I can't." "You can, and you will." Gizmo started to slide under the water. His mama reached out and held him. "Hold on, Gizmo. Why can't you go?"
"I can't find my favorite rock. The one with the yellow swirl."
Gizmo's mama looked at his messy pile of rocks and shells and, "Was that a red tennis shoe?" and sighed.
"You're telling me you need to find one specific rock from this mess?"
Oh, dear. Well, Gizmo, that is impossible in the time we have. Gizmo, how do you think you can solve this problem?
"Take another rock."
"That works, Gizmo. Good problem solving. And when you come home, I will teach you some magic words that will help you find your favorite rock."
"Oh, okay. Thanks, Mama."
When Gizmo got home from school, he hugged his mama and said, "Mama, I want to learn the magic words." "First, you need a snack. These magic words are most helpful when you are not hungry."
"Oh, okay."
Gizmo ate his snack.
"Now can I learn the magic words?"
"Yes, Gizmo. Here are the magic words." And Gizmo's mama sang this song.
When your things are all over the place, when all your stuff is in a disarray, there's only one thing that can erase. Pick up one thing and put it in its place. The magic of cleanup is simple, it's true, when you break it down to one thing to do. So don't you worry about this cluttered space. Pick up one thing and put it in its place. Pick up one thing and put it in its place.
Mama? Nothing is happening. I don't see any magic, and I still don't see my favorite rock. Just a big mess.
Gizmo, the magic doesn't work unless you do what the words say.
Oh, so I sing the song and it will help me?
Yes. So Gizmo sang,
when your things are all over the place, when all your stuff is in a disarray, there's only one thing that can erase. Pick up one thing and put it in its place.
Gizmo picked up one stone and put it in his stone bucket. Gizmo picked up a shell and put it in his shell bucket.
Hey, Mom, this isn't very hard if I just do one thing at a time.
Gizmo kept singing and kept picking up one thing at a time until...
Mama! I found my special rock!
That is great, Gizmo. You did it one thing at a time. Gizmo put the rock in his pouch and smiled.
Wow, Mama, those magic words, they really work.
That night, Gizmo noticed his red sneaker sitting all alone.
Maybe it's time to find this sneaker a place too.
The next day, when it was time for Gizmo to go to ocean school, he was ready with his favorite rock in his otter pouch. But his little sister Gertie was not.
I can't go to school. I can't find my favorite gel.
Gizmo noticed Gertie's big mess and said,
don't worry, Gertie. I have some magic words I can teach you when we get home.
Do your toys ever get scattered all over the place? Does it sometimes look impossible to clean up? Big messes often feel overwhelming, like you just can't do it, so you don't even want to try. Well, Gizmo's magic words can help us, too. Pick up one thing and put it in its place. We don't have to fix big messes all at once. We can pick up just one thing and put it in its place. And then, if we pick up another thing and put it in its place, and we keep doing that over and over, pretty soon, our big mess is gone. Like magic. And cleaning up helped Gizmo find his favorite rock. Do you have a favorite blanket or stuffed animal that you like to sleep with? Can you hold that favorite something in your arms? Let's give it a great big squeeze. Keep squeezing. Keep squeezing. Keep squeezing. Really hard. Okay, let it go. Do you feel that relief? That is how it feels when we clean up our space. Relief. Let's take some nice long breaths together. We're going to take some bubble breaths, like Gizmo when he's underwater. You breathe in through your nose. And when we breathe out, we're going to breathe out like we're making bubbles with a straw. like this. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Breathe in. One more time. Breathe in and out. Can you whisper Gizmo's magic words after me? Pick up one thing and put it in its place.
Pick up one thing and put it in its place.
Here are some more magic words you can whisper after me. I am the kind of person who can clean up my messes.
I am the kind of person who can clean up my messes.
That is so good. And now it's time to dream and wish. Wish and dream. Dream and wish. Wish and dream, sweet child. And remember, you are the kind of person who can clean up your messes when you pick up one thing and put it in its place. Wink is a production of BYU Radio. Good night.